So you know the song, This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Well, 2 weeks ago, that was our verse. And we really just focused in on the idea of keeping the faith. Because there are times when waiting, and that's what Advent's about. Waiting in life, waiting in waiting rooms, waiting for things. And waiting usually means that there's something that we have an expectation for and it hasn't yet happened and we don't know how it's going to happen. And we said, during those times, we're going to let our light shine because God will provide. And we can trust that. And then last week, we used the verse. And there are about 30 verses and you can make them up. That's how simple the song is. But there really were only about three or four verses back in the early days of the 1920s and 30s when it was beginning to catch on in the public and in churches. And in that second verse, we said, all around my neighbor's house, I'm going to let it shine. And again, we were talking about this idea that in the waiting period, while we're holding on to hope, we need to keep the faith. And there were many generations before Christ who were waiting and hoping and waiting for a Savior. And they waited a very, very long time. And it was easy to give up, but they didn't. They hung in there. And on a daily basis, they kept doing what God called them to do, and that is to be faithful. So whether you're a mechanic or whether you're a nurse or whether you work in a cafeteria or a restaurant or wherever you work, we are to do that for the glory of God while we're waiting. So this week, very quickly, the phrase that we're going to sing or the chorus, the theme is this: everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. So you just heard a great choir letting their light shine. Now you'd be the choir. Ready? Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. So if you were here last week, we reminded you that God comes to ordinary, average, dedicated people. People who are waiting for Him, people who are faithful, people who are holding on to His hope. And so here's the way the Christmas account went, right? They had to leave their town of Nazareth to be counted. Doesn't sound very fun, does it? Who are you? Well, you're just a number. So they had to travel to Bethlehem from Nazareth just to be a number, to probably pay even more taxes than they wanted to. And that doesn't sound like very much fun. But while they're there, the Bible says, we don't know if it was a day later or 2 weeks later, but while they were there, Mary gave birth. Now, I'm telling you, that doesn't sound like very much fun, especially in an unusual town, in a new place. But guess what? Angels showed up. Shepherds showed up. Eventually, wise men showed up. God showed up. Wouldn't that be nice if that were the end of the account? But if you have your Bibles or if you're thinking about it later, what you would do is you would turn to Matthew chapter 2, verse 13, and here's what it says. And when they left, the wise men specifically, but just think of all those great things. And when it was over, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, get up. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. He could have said, and run for your lives. And stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. How many of us have had experiences, maybe not that bad, but after something great happened in our lives, maybe after you met Jesus for the first time, maybe after He changed your life, maybe after you were converted, maybe after someone else's light shined in your life, and then all of a sudden something bad happens. You see, we think that the Messiah is to make everything right. He does. But we are also in another waiting room today until He comes back again. And in that waiting room, things aren't always pleasant. I can only imagine today, and we need to send our prayers with those who are devastated, their whole towns, multiple homes, entire families taken from the devastating tornadoes of a couple nights ago. Waiting isn't always bright. But the message today, just briefly, is this, that even in the dark times, we can let our light shine. Not only are we called to let our light shine, we are empowered to let our light shine. Because it's not our light. It's the light that we let shine through us. And it is happening, and it will happen, and you will have multiple happenings in the waiting room of life. We call them the dark night of the soul. We call them, the valley of life, the dark valleys of life. But everywhere we go, we are called to be carriers of peace. The verse that we started these lessons with, the verse that we're going to end today's lesson with, and we'll pick up over the next service next Sunday, and then on Christmas Eve, is the summary verse. It's not the details, but it's the summary. But the summary gives us the important things to remember, and it's found in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. See, it's not our light, it's His light. And this is the verse. And the light shines in darkness. You see, His light shines in our darkness so that our light can shine in the darkness. And then it says this, and the darkness has not. It could easily say, did not, will not, cannot, or all the above. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There are a lot of people today. It's been a tough couple years, and it's not over. And for many people, it's dark. For some of us, we've gone through dark times. But when we allow the light of God to shine through us, when we're going through dark times, it gives hope to those who are walking. The Bible says that in those times you can have peace. And, you know, if someone asks you, where does that peace come from? You know where it comes from, and they say, well, explain it to me. It's hard to explain. Because the Bible says there's peace that passes all understanding. And you only get it when you allow Him to shine in your darkness. And then once that has happened, we can share that light with others who are walking in the darkness. I'm so thankful that you came today. We are blessed that these students, these young people, and Mrs. Denny, by her leadership, would shine light into our days and into our weeks. It's a highlight of my Christmas season when I know that they're coming to our church, and it lifts our spirits, and you can lift the spirits of others by shining your light wherever you go. Thanks so much for coming. Would you stand? Don't forget that when you leave, there will be some folks at the door to take your donations to the ministry and to the programs of the choir. Let me put it this way. We've gone to a couple Christmas-type things this year, and tickets are $8 to $10 a piece. If you bought an album, it would be at least $1 a song. All right? We heard 10 songs. So just an idea of what you could do to help the choir. So we hope those guys can get at the door, all right? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the way that you lifted our spirits today through music. And many of those songs spoke to some of the things that we just talked about. That things aren't always easy, but you're always there. And that there's coming a time when you will make all things right. In the meantime, those of us who have faith and hope, and peace and joy can share that with others wherever we go. And we thank you for this opportunity today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.